You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has been in Iowa for nearly a year now. Since the pandemic began, there's been a lot of concern about people's mental health. Now, the state is going to receive a large grant from Vibrant Emotional Health, the nonprofit administrator for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, to develop a strategic plan to use Lifeline's 988 emergency number. 988 will become the three-digit code for the suicide prevention hotline. Carrie Neblett is the suicide prevention director for the Iowa Department of Public Health. Neblett says the state is getting a sizable grant to implement the 988 emergency number.
We received $135,000 for the grant for planning. We're collaborating with the Department of Human Services and the two local crisis centers that answer 988 calls for our state, Foundation 2 and Community Crisis Services and Food Bank. Some phone carriers have already switched it on, and so some areas of the country, if you call 988 now, it will transfer over to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Go ahead and keep calling the 800-273-8255 until July of 2022 so that everybody can get connected. You know, it becomes official in July of 2022.
The state and probably most states getting money to lay the groundwork for this and make sure that it will work.
Right. They're expecting 988 to divert a lot of calls from 911 so that people can get a more appropriate level of care with mental health crises. And so the call volume is expected to go up, and we want to make sure that our local crisis centers that answer the 988 number have enough support and training and funding to allow for them to answer the calls. You know, like, they're expecting the call volume to increase, and we want to make sure that our crisis centers that answer 988 are fully prepared to handle the increased call volume, and also to coordinate the kind of crisis continuum of care so that the crisis centers are connected with all the different community resources, including mobile crisis teams and crisis stabilization units, so that people can get the care that they need.
It seems to me, you know, having real people on the line makes such a huge difference.
It really does. And a lot of people that contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline really just need somebody to listen and to provide that support and get them access to resources in the community that can help them. You know, in the majority of cases, when there's a mental health concern, law enforcement and hospitalization are not needed. And this 988 number will allow people in emergency situations to get, you know, get the appropriate level of care that they need. And sometimes that might be a person on a phone call with somebody that cares and is listening to them. For other people, it might mean sending some mental health professionals to their home to do an assessment and figure out what the best course of action is. And some other people, it might be that they do need that hospitalization, but that mental health professional can do that assessment right there. And I think it will save a lot of time and resources for the 911 system, so that they can address the public safety emergencies that come up. I'm very hopeful that this will lead to better coordination among crisis services in our community. And I'm hoping that this planning grant will help bring together all kinds of stakeholders to really look at what the level of crisis services are in our communities and how we can improve that coordination and funding to help make it a very robust system.
That was Carrie Neblett. She's the Suicide Prevention Director for the Iowa Department of Public Health. Neblett spoke about the grant that the state of Iowa recently got to implement a plan to use a new 988 suicide prevention number. That number should be in service by July of next year.